SK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 1, and on the web at rockiesmarine.com. 772-3949 or toll-free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell. On the web at petersburgproperties.com.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Yes, a little bit of change in weather for us.
Yes, well, it's kind of actually welcome, you know.
A little moisture for the gardens,
yes,
for sure.
Definitely.
Yes. Have you been watering quite a bit?
Well, in the greenhouses, keeping up with that.
I
try not to do it outside if possible.
You know? Oh, interesting.
Well,
yeah. Speaking as an overwaterer.
Really soaked, you know,
yeah, that's
really
true.
Soaked, so it took a while for them to dry out.
It's the only place I've ever seen umbrellas over plants. Well, the phone lines are filling up, so I am going to start with line one. You are on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. It's Joyce.
Oh, good morning, Joyce.
Good morning. I have no idea what the snack will be this evening at the Son of Bingo.
Oh, no.
But I will tell you that we always have a good time at the bingo hall. We have lots of fun. Their snacks approximately 8:30-ish. We have lots of yelling, lots of laughing, and lots of teasing Dougie. Bingo people tease him all the time, and he teases us back because he says, no yawning. If you yawn, there's caffeine in the back you can have to keep awake. But the doors open at 5:30, and bingo starts at 6:30 promptly.
Okay, you got that.
Oh, we got that. Okay, thank you, ladies.
Okay, thanks for calling in.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Oh, four phone lines. Wow, Tradio busy today. Okay, caller on line two. You're on the air.
Yes, good morning. This is Diane Marsh, and I'm going to have a pop-up rummage sale today starting at 10 o'clock in my house.
Okay.
I have oodles of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's price to go. Ho, 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 let it go.
Okay, so, the address?
I have stuff for making cards and just doodads and baskets and plant holders and clocks and just stuff that I've got to clear out. So, and I do have an old stand-up radio.
Oh,
it's an antique.
Yes.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, we have one here at the station. And is how old is it?
I don't know, and I don't see what brand it is either.
Mm-hmm.
You control it on the side, I know.
Does it still work?
As far as I know, it does. It still has batteries in it, so or tubes in it. So and it weighs about 50 pounds.
Wow.
It's big and it's heavy.
Wow.
And then I also have a mantle clock or two that I'm selling, old ones.
Oh, those are lovely. Yes,
they are. So anyway, 10 o'clock today, and hopefully I can get rid of some stuff. I got a bunch of free glasses, eyeglasses, too, that are brand new that I'm not using and nobody in the house is using, so I might as well have them not collect dust anymore.
Right. So, and what is the address?
804 Joa.
Okay.
Or Yoa, if you're Norwegian. So, hopefully we'll see people here. Thank you very much, ladies.
All right.
Thank you. You too, Diane.
Bye.
How was it? Yeah. Okay. Caller on line three. You are on the air.
Good morning, Julie and Chris. This is Sunny Rice.
Hi, Sunny.
I'm calling about the BioBlitz next week, the end of next week, next Friday. So we are very fortunate to have a researcher from the Smithsonian Research Institute coming to town to help do what's called the invasive species bioblitz. Her name is Linda McCann, and she's going to give a talk on Thursday night as part of the science series starting at 6:30. But the library is closing early, so we're going to be in the Parks and Rec activity room for that. So anybody who's used to going to those and thinking library, Parks and Rec activity room. And then the next day, starting at 1 o'clock at the Crane Dock, which is the like the northern parking lot of the South Harbor, we're going to meet at 1 and go look at like all those cool things that grow on the pilings and the sides of the docks that you never knew what they were.
Uh-huh.
We're going to look
okay.
and see if there are any of a few of these targeted invasive species. So, everybody's invited to come join in this science activity. Ideally, go to the talk on Thursday night so that you know what you're looking for on Friday.
Okay. Okay. I think we got most
of it. I'm going to be busy with science camp, so I'm going to direct folks to go to the Petersburg Library website for more details on this instead of putting out my phone number, which I won't be able to answer anyway. That's csglib.org, and it'll be under events, and probably for that Friday, the 31st, is when the BioBlitz is. So ideally go to both Thursday night and Friday, but well, you're welcome on Friday if you can't join for the talk.
Okay, sounds
that's
great.
Great. I was typing both those up this morning, so we'll continue to announce it, and it's on our online calendar as well. And it sounds like you're going to be very busy, Sunny, between science camp and the BioBlitz.
Yeah, we kind of piled these on top of each other. I'm not sure that was a good idea, but we'll have a lot of people, including kids, to look for the things in the BioBlitz. So that's the upside.
Okay.
Excellent. Okay, well, thanks so much
yeah,
for calling
thanks.
In.
Yeah, thanks to both of you. Have a good day.
You too.
Okay, we have another caller, and this is caller on line 4. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Sandy calling, and I am looking for a pair of, remember the Woolrich bibs that everybody used to wear?
Yeah.
I have a farmer friend that had came to visit me about 30-some years ago, and he bought a pair, and he's still wearing them, and they greatly need to be replaced, but he can't find them anywhere. And I'm wondering if somebody might have a pair hanging in the back of the closet or on the shelf somewhere they're not using that I'd be willing to buy, either an extra large or extra, extra large.
Okay. Is this the wool ones that people used to wear in the winter?
Yes. You know, I mean, and now they've replaced all that. But in North Dakota, when you got that dry cold, these are like the best thing for when they're still going out and feeding cows and pulling hay and whatnot. Anyway, so, I mean, I can put them to good use if somebody has a pair somewhere in their closet they're not using anymore.
I remember they were gray with a little bit sort of like red lines on them. Is that the ones?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
And your number?
I have a 425-210-9474.
9474. Okay. Got that. All right. I don't think Joe would part with his.
I know he has some. I think I've seen him in those. Most people that have those don't. Like a halibut jacket or something.
Uh-huh.
Things that are hard to find now. Yeah, and everyone had them at one point. Well, thanks so much for calling in, Sandy.
Yeah, thank you for your service.
Okay, bye-bye. Yeah, I remember wearing those kinds of wool pants. You know, we wore them all the time because there wasn't all these other fabrics.
Right.
The synthetics that came out. But, yeah, good standby. And we have another caller on line 1. You are on Tradio.
Good morning. Good morning.
This is
Diane and Tony, your neighbors. We're having a yard sale on Saturday. And that starts at 10 a.m. till 2. Hopefully it could last longer. But it's we've got lots of stuff, including a Harley-Davidson motorcycle cover. Somebody might find handy for one thing or another. Black and Decker table, work table, toys, games, bedding, even a camping cot. Household goods, like, of all sorts. And tools, books, crafts, stuff, and even a couple American pottery items, which if they don't sell here, will probably go online. kitchen items, basically something for everyone.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, and where is this happening?
At 301 South Nordic, and that's the corner of Baranoff and South Nordic. And on the back deck.
Okay, on back deck. All right. Think we've got it. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Have a good day.
You too. Wow, that was a flurry.
Yeah.
A flurry of activity. Just when I think maybe Tradio has outlived its usefulness.
No.
I think,
no.
Oh, no. Yeah. And then we only have it on Friday now, but that may change when we get more staff.
Yeah.
Right now,
yeah.
It's Fridays, and people hold out for Saturday or for Friday to do it.
Yep.
A couple activities coming up before we'll leave the phone lines open here for a little bit longer before we start the rundown. Parks and Rec hosting a 24-mile gravel bike race, and that's tomorrow. And you can register online or in person at Parks and Rec. And the cost is $40 for an individual, $80 for a relay team, and that would be 2 to 5 people. And if you are doing a relay team, you need to come in and fill out additional forms. Also, if you need more information, you can call 907-772-3392 or email Scott Burt. And his email is sburt@petersburgak.gov. Also, voter education available about Mary Peltola's campaign, and that's Saturday from noon to 2 o'clock at the Glacier Express Cafe on Main Street. And filing for candidacy, the upcoming election in October here in the borough. The filing opens on Tuesday, July 28th, and you have until August 25th to file at 4:30 in the afternoon. And all the forms have to be filed with a borough clerk. And you can find a list of open positions and filing requirements online at kfsk.org, or you can go to the borough clerk's office, or you can check the borough website, petersburgak.gov. Also, high school drama students are presenting the last performance of Dracula. They are going to Scotland for the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, and Tuesday night, it's their last performance here in town of Dracula at 7:30, and it's free to the community, but of course, donations are appreciated for their travel, and that's at the Wright Auditorium on First Street. Did you see it when it was
No,
here?
I didn't.
Now
so I
was.
Yes, I know. I saw that and I go, oh, good. Now
I get a chance to see it. And good for them. Our kids they're traveling this summer. So some are going to Scotland. Some are in Greece right now playing volleyball. I don't know if some are doing both, but it's lot of opportunity for our kids.
Yes, I know.
Community.
It's wonderful.
I think so. Do you have anything that you can think of coming up?
Well, I will kind of promote the fact that for the artists out there that the Rainforest Festival is going to be held in September from 11th through 13th. And we have an art show that's always associated with that, the Annabelle Baker Memorial Art Show. And this year's theme is called Crossings. And so that it will be on Friday the 12th that we'll have the reception. And we usually ask that art is in the Wednesday before, which would be the 10th of September. Mm-hmm. And so all artists out there, please bring in a piece of art that, you know, whatever crossings.
What that brings up. Yes.
What that brings up to you.
I'm trying to remember what the theme is. I know there's another art show, and that's in October.
The men's.
And the men's art show opens at the Colossian Museum October 6th. They would like art at the museum by the 29th. And all media accepted. There'll be a reception on opening night. Do you know what the theme? I thought it was point of view or something.
You know, I don't know what the theme is.
I think it's vague enough to include just about everything.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
You can find out more at the museum.
Yes.
We have so many artistic people in this community.
I know. It's amazing.
It is. And sometimes you go to the art show and think, oh, wow, I didn't even know they even were doing this kind of thing.
Exactly.
So that's pretty fun. Speaking of art, we are still looking for some art for the
KFSK.
For KFSK's mugs, T-shirts, and sweatshirts. If you have an idea, please. We are looking by the end of July because we have to get our order in.
Right.
And, so we're still looking for some art to be submitted for that.
Lots of opportunities, artists.
Yes, lots of opportunities. Of course, it's such a busy time of year. Too.
I know.
It's like
I know.
Everyone's running wild, and this weather gives us an opportunity to maybe slow down a little bit.
Yep, Yeah.
But yeah, it's a busy time. Well, we should start a rundown,
okay,
I think, because
yeah,
that always generates more calls.
Got a little quiet here. So Joyce called. There is bingo tonight at the Sons of Norway Hall. Doors open at 5:30. Bingo starts at 6:30 promptly. And she has no idea of what the snack is tonight. So
but
it's
there
mystery.
Will be one.
There will be one, okay, apparently. But we have no idea what it is. So you'll have to go and find out. Diane Marsh called. She's having a pop-up rummage sale today, starting at 10 a.m. A little bit of everything. She has an old stand-up radio, mantel clocks. She mentioned a bunch of other stuff. You should just go check it out at 804 Joa Street. Sunny called. There is going to be an invasive species bio blitz on Friday. But what you might want to do first is go to the talk from Linda McCann. And it's one of the Thursday evening science talks. But please listen carefully. The library is closed, so they are meeting at Parks and Rec Activity Room at 6:30 that Thursday night for the talk. And that'll give you an idea of what you'll be seeing or looking for at the bio blitz. And you will meet at the Crane Dock at 1 p.m. to look at all the stuff that's growing all over the place.
They'll walk through the harbors, yes, all the harbors, and then up to Parks and Rec. Mm-hmm. So it's a longer walk. And younger kids need to bring an adult with them.
Yes, yeah. And so that's happening. And you can find out more information by going to psglib.org and events, because Sunny is going to be really busy with science camp and everything else. So hopefully you can get your questions answered there.
Yes.
And Sandy called. She is looking for some of those wool bibs. If you have an extra large or an extra, extra large out there, she'd be really interested in buying them. Her number is 425-210-9474. And then another Diane called. There is going to be a yard sale 10 a.m. to 2 on Saturday at 301 South Nordic on the back deck. And they've got motorcycle covers, camp cots, work tables, tools, craft stuff, kitchen stuff. So another chance to find what you're missing.
Yes, exactly. Treasures abound.
Yes, treasures.
So, thanks to those people for calling in. I want to reference shortened hours at the library,
too. Oh, yes.
Too,
yes, please.
Because when you said the library was closed, people should know. They have a staff shortage at the moment, and the public library will be closed this Monday and Tuesday. And then Wednesday through Saturday next week, short hours, so 11 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. And then regular hours will resume on August 3rd. It's just temporary, but they will be closed Monday and Tuesday.
Yep.
And so keep that in mind. Well, we have imparted a great deal of information to
yes,
the community.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, they are just digesting it now. So I think maybe we will go back to Rising Tide Music. But thank you for coming in, Chris.
Yes.
And yeah, after a word from our sponsors.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is supported by Alaska Commercial Electronics, moving forward as Island Refrigeration, to continue ACE's 35 years of marine electronics sales, installation, and service. Equipment and repairs at the ACE Building, 908 South Nordic Drive, 907-772-3893.
Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.
And support for Tradio comes from Tongass Federal Credit Union with the Build and Save Match Savings Program, helping low-income residents in Southeast Alaska save for a home of their own. Applications are open now. More information at tongassfcu.com/buildandsave or 907-228-8676.